right, so hello and welcome to Keep It Close to Me, a podcast about the things we love and, you know, life and stuff. I am Chris, I am your host, and I am here tonight with my friend Jess.
Hey.
Who you may remember from previous episodes where we watched X-Men Apocalypse and we played the Mortal Kombat drinking game for I've Got to Beat Mortal Kombat Annihilation. And tonight we just got to see a sneak preview of the new Ghostbusters movie. And so when this comes out, the movie may not even be out where everyone can see it yet. So spoilers ahoy, if you're planning on seeing that movie, you might want to skip this episode until you've seen the movie. But if you've already seen it, maybe you're listening to this, who knows when. Maybe I won't get it up as soon as I think I'm going to, but...
Goals.
Yes, goal. My goal is to put it up very quickly before the episode, before the movie even comes out.
Life goals.
So I can be really, really first in line to tell people about how awful the women ruined this beloved franchise. No, I'm just kidding.
They were awesome.
The movie was so good. We both, well, I won't speak for you, but I will say I really, really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was hilarious. I had a super good time. I was actually having kind of a lousy day before we went to see it. And then when I left, I mean, I was excited to go see it, but it really, how much fun it was and how good the theater experience was, just what a good time we had, really brought my happy levels up much higher. So that was very cool. So what did you think?
I loved it so much. Like, I definitely will see it again.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. It was so good.
Not only am I excited to see it again, I think I want to see it again in 3D, which, and I normally hate going to 3D movies, but this visually, there was so many things going on where I felt like it was probably going to look neat in 3D that I was like, yeah, I could see going to this again in 3D.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, I kind of interrupted your thoughts on the movie with me talking about that. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I mean, it's a good movie to get excited about.
Yeah, for sure.
To want to talk about it.
It's a good movie to get excited about, not only because it's good, but also just to rain on the parade of the giant diaper babies who are crying about trying to ruin it and about how... they're letting girls pretend to be Ghostbusters, so that ruins their childhoods. Man, if you're the kind of idiot that says something like that, or thinks something like that, just go ahead and leave, because we don't need you in the earth.
Seriously. I think it was like, I mean, I said it during the movie, like, it was the most fun reboot of a movie I've ever seen. Like, ever seen.
I was trying to think of any that have even, like, come close to feeling being like as fun. I mean, because most of the reboots are generally just kind of awful.
Yeah, or just, even just the sequels are just like awful.
They're just awful, or like, or some of them aren't even bad. It's like they're just so completely forgettable, and it makes you go, "Well, why did you guys even bother making this movie to begin with?" You know, like
Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Well, that's a sequel, but I was thinking more like that new RoboCop. That like RoboCop reboot, whatever you want to call it, they did. That,
I didn't see it.
Yeah. Like that Point Break remake they did. I'm trying to think. Not new Nightmare, but that.
Oh, I know one that's pretty good.
Okay.
Tron Legacy.
That's a sequel. So I mean.
Oh, yeah. I guess so. But I mean, they kind of touch back on some old themes. But
yeah, I mean, they reintroduce all the. They're
for some people, it was a reboot because they didn't even know that
the first one existed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man, this was like, but I mean, it's like that Nightmare on Elm Street remake that they did, or that one and RoboCop. And there's a couple others that are usually the first ones that kind of come to my mind when I think of ones that were just, they were
is
like
Mad Max a reboot.
No,
that's it's just a continuation.
That's just a sequel. But the continuity in the Mad Max movies doesn't really make a lot of sense from movie to movie, even in the ones that all have Mel Gibson. Those are more just kind of like Mad Max is like the vehicle of like the character you put down that George Miller wants to put down in these stories to just kind of like, oh, this is the story I want to tell in this awful world I've created now.
Would you consider The Hobbit a reboot?
No. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's a prequel in that it happened before, but.
I mean, like, what about the animated version? Do you remember?
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count?
Yeah, I mean, that's like saying, well, it's like, you could say that the live action Hobbit movies were sort of a remake of, but I wouldn't even say that was a remake because they're both just adaptations of that book. But like that live action Beauty and the Beast that's about to come out, that's got Hermione from Harry Potter.
She the Beast? Wow. Are we doing all these role reversals?
Yeah. No, where she's Belle, and it's like just a straight up adaptation. Like it's a remake of the animated Disney. I mean, and they're both made by Disney, so it's clearly it's going to be like that's something where you could go like, yeah, that's a remake, or that's like an adaptation of the cartoon. But that Hobbit one, those are both just sort of like very different adaptations of the original book. Any hoodles. My point is with RoboCop and like that Nightmare on Elm Street and a bunch of those are some of the ones that first jump out into my mind of where you're going like. Or like that Footloose remake they did. Like I said, that Point Break where they're just like utterly forgettable. Like they come out and before they come out, people are mad about them. Like with that RoboCop, they're like, oh, why is his suit different? Why'd you change the story? And people get all mad about it. And then it comes out and it does, you know, a little bit of business or something. And then it's just completely forgotten about. And it just makes me go like, well, why did you bother doing this? But with this movie, I would say this was, one, it was great.
So good.
It was so good. And I don't think it was at all forgettable.
No, because it was like,
it had enough of the same spirit of the original Ghostbusters. And it was not a, I mean, that's a reboot, isn't because it's not a remake, because it's not like the same characters or whatever. But had enough of the spirit of the old one, the original one, to really satisfy that kind of thing, but also did enough interesting twists on things or its own takes on things that I was just like, wow, this is really fun and good and well made. And boy, people that are complaining about this without ever having even seen it are real dumb. Jess is nodding.
Yep.
While she works on her Pokemon drawing.
I didn't hear about any of that stuff.
Wow, really?
I wasn't trying to be around all the negativity.
Well, that was smart of you.
Yeah, I was like, what?
There's
Ghostbusters, hell yeah!
Well, there's a particular...
I didn't know what they were doing with it. I'm not like real in the know about movies that are coming out anymore. Until I see a preview,
yeah.
You know, so I didn't even know what was going to happen.
Well, totally a valid way to go about it. There's a particular quote I saw online.
Who is this person?
Today that I want to find.
Find them. Call them out.
It was a person on Reddit. It was like, this was so hilarious. I was like, wow, I want this movie to do well just to ruin this person's day. You know, or month, or however long they're going to be pretend to be upset when this movie does well. It's like, man, just some of the stupid babies that I don't try to be real negative on this show. You know, I usually try to keep things positive, but it's like if your attitude, when I find this thing, also, it's funny that I'm like trying to talk to kill time for while I'm trying to find it, but I could have just as easily just been quiet and found it and then edited the gap out.
But, I mean, we can also talk about, like, other things, too.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I don't want to lose my train of thought. Here it is. Okay. So, someone on... Oh, shoot. No, this isn't it. Oh, but this one's great, too. All right. I guess this was on Reddit. Someone left this comment somewhere. And says, for example... A wife and a husband have an argument about the new Ghostbusters movie. His wife wants to see it, but he does not, so he leaves upset, steps into his car, goes to liquor store, buys alcohol, while driving, drinks it, and thinks, why on this planet did I marry such a stupid woman? Then an accident occur, and he injured 4 people. Now, 99% of the people will be angry at the husband for injuring 4 people. However, the root of the problem was his wife and Sony. If Sony created the Ghostbuster movie the fans and masses wanted, husband and wife would have happily gone to the new Ghostbuster movie. Nobody would have been hurt. I mean, this guy is creating a made up scenario of like why this.
That kind of stuff just like, who hurt you, man? Who, what woman like completely said, you know what? No, I don't want to deal with your negativity for you to just like continue to perpetrate like the nasty feelings that you have about women.
Yeah, that's terrible. Like, what's wrong with you? Also, what on earth, what kind of like madness makes a person think that, that somehow the person who goes, instead of just going, that thinks this imaginary husband-wife couple, that instead of just going to the movie that his wife wants to go see, it's okay for him to, that like,
go get drunk because his wife doesn't want to see the same movie. Yeah. Like, that's a real drastic situation. And somebody needs to reach out to this person and like, just hug
and smother them with a pillow. Oh,
okay. I try to, you know, be positive with it. Like, right. Look, you know, we don't have to go killing each other. You know, let's just talk about it. You know, let's talk about it. Let's hug it out. Let's work through our problems. Maybe you just didn't understand the situation that, you know, what you're saying about women is not right.
I disagree. I think that guy should just be smothered with a pillow. But you know, it's fun to have different opinions and not hate each other for
a hug pillow, pillow hug, a safety pillow.
Yeah. If you could just hug him with your hands around his neck, that's good for me.
Okay.
oh, it's going to kill me if I can't find this other tweet.
I was trying to keep it going with you.
Yeah. I appreciate it. and you're doing a great job, but man, this other one was just like, I just wanted to read it to get it like exactly right. But the gist of it, I'm still going like, I might find it. I might find it.
I hate when you try to like Google keywords, you know, like earlier I was trying to find the save often the plains of oblivion are a dangerous place, like loading screen.
Yeah.
And I was Googling, like I was trying to put in the that's perfect from a, that's Google from a video words. Game. Yeah, I know. I was trying to like put in the perfect like Google words to try and like get the exact image because I didn't want to have to scroll through all of them and I couldn't do it. I couldn't find it. So then I was just like, oh, well, I give up.
I guess I quit. Oh, wait, I think this is it. Okay. So in the Ghostbusters Reddit, there was one submitted by a user named, I started to say a guy. And then I didn't because I was like, oh, wait, just say a user because you don't know if it's a guy or a girl. But then I was like, oh, no, wait. I do know it's a guy by Reddit user better_butter321. He says, okay, so obviously the reviews aren't as bad as we had hoped. So what more can we do at this point to make sure that the public knows it's terrible so that it bombs? Now this is just his opening sentence. And it's like,
but the movie's not even out yet.
So. Yeah. He hasn't seen it yet, but how can we, he's saying that the reviews are coming in that it's good. So how can we let people know that it's terrible? It's like, well, you can't because you just said that people are saying it's good.
Yeah.
Then he said, we were doing a pretty good job of filtering out positive reviews in the Reddit and the movies subreddit, but they consolidated them into a mega thread. And now people are starting to say, maybe we were wrong. Is there any way to easily get the word out on social media that the positive reviews are probably all paid for? I'm just trying to imagine what would, it's utter, I mean, I'm,
I just, I, it blows my mind. I literally do not even know what to say to relate to this person.
It's like, that's so ridiculous.
Like, I was trying to relate to the other one beforehand. Yeah. Like maybe he had a bad experience and his like ignorance has just led him to just like perpetuate this hate. But this person is like, really?
It's like, you know. There's nothing else for it. It's like, this is not someone I feel like who deserves to be understood or.
No, trolls just gonna troll sometimes, you know?
Yeah. But the thing is like, I don't think this is okay. So in this situation, trolls, yeah. Trolls gonna troll. Haters gonna hate. And those people are like someone who's just trying to troll. They're just doing stuff to get a rise. And that's what about this person. I feel like this is. Poking no.
Poking no.
Jess has been working on her Pokemon picture while we were talking. You'll hear more about Jess's drawing abilities in a different episode that we recorded earlier. So this is a person who is not just doing this to try to get a rise out of people. This is like clearly there's something. This is their sincere feelings mm-hmm. coming from a place of there's something wrong with you.
That like, just blows my mind. Like after seeing the movie and not being ignorant, you know, it's like it's hard to even like understand why you would want to say it's a terrible movie before you even see it.
Yeah, it'd be one thing if these people were all hot and bothered and angry about this movie after it came out and they saw it and they were like, that completely ruins the legacy of Ghostbusters. But the way these...
Or like if they tried to... I don't know.
I'm trying to like watch my language too because it's like the things that I want to call these people are not kind. Yeah,
they're not...
But they don't deserve kindness, but yeah. I'm also...
I think it would be different if they tried to make like, I don't know. I can't even put it in a situation where it would be bad to do it. Like if they...
I'll tell you, okay, here's something they could do that would actually ruin people's childhoods and ruin the legacy of Ghostbusters. It's if they came out with a new movie and it was Ghostbusters with Dr. Venkman, Dr. Spangler, Dr. Stantz, and the guy who's not a doctor. Winston Zeddemore is his name. Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of his name for a second. Edit that out. if they came out with a new movie now, but set before the first movie, it was like Ghostbuster Origins. And it was them all before they all met, and they were teenagers or like 20 somethings. And you find out that that Venkman is actually a murderer.
You know,
and that
I'm getting kind of offended already because I feel like you're bringing up some like X-Men level stuff. You know, the origins. And
I wasn't even thinking of that.
Like that, my mind immediately went to that.
I think there was some. Just origins is what I think of as like what you would call a prequel movie.
And but then it's you like, went to the 20s and when they were doing things and somebody murdered somebody.
Well, hold on. It's like so you find out that the same character, Dr. Venkman, who you loved in those other Ghostbuster movies and cartoons, you find out that he was secretly a murderer, mm-hmm. and then you find out that Egon was a pedophile, and you find out that. Ray was, secretly a terrorist working for, you know, ISIS or something. And then you find out that Winston was mean to some people. I wanted to give him something not that bad because I forgot his name for a second earlier. But that's something. And you find out they're like, ugh, these characters are not who I thought they were. This ruins them. That would have ruined the legacy of Ghostbusters and ruined your childhood because then you'd be like, oh, those characters I liked when I was a kid, they're not really what I thought they were. They're secretly creeps. They're secretly feminists. Yeah. That's what I should have said for Winston. And then you find out that Winston was a feminist.
Yeah.
Well, clearly the thing, the scariest thing to these quote unquote Ghostbuster fans is really girls.
Yeah, and that people like it.
Well, no, it's just that these guys all sound like they're scared of girls. They're like, a girl. I just wanted to do that so bad. So it's like, that would be something that actually ruined these characters and movies. This is just another movie with the same kind of premise and the same name. And it's like, there's nothing about it ruins anything. And to top it all off, the movie is really good.
It's so good. I mean, just so damn good.
I mean, look, and you don't have to take my word for it, but I guarantee you I was not paid for my opinion. And, you know, as much as I love Superman, and I'm a real big fan of Batman, and I like Wonder Woman, I like all those DC characters, I still had to be honest about how I felt about that movie, which was that it was awful. But, you know, you don't have any reason. You don't have to believe me, but I have no reason to lie to you guys about what my opinions are. I don't have any sponsors. I don't have any reason to lie about it. And hopefully if you're listening to this, you know that, though. And probably if you're listening to this, you're one of the cool kind of people that is not worried about what idiots say about movies and are already more than willing to give this new Ghostbusters a chance, or were already psyched to go see it.
Yeah, definitely.
I think people should go see this movie just to piss off the diaper babies who are so scared of girls playing with their toys. Anyway. So, well, it's also funny, like, we said this was going to be spoilers, and so far we have not said anything that is, like, remotely a spoiler, except that the movie's good.
And that there are women in it.
Yeah. Ooh. Cold chill shot up my spine when you said that.
I hope that you can hear that.
I will guarantee that you can. Edit that out. This will be a time where it actually is edited out, though, because... Or maybe not. Maybe it'll sound funny when you hear it. I thought you might, like, jump in with something to say while I was doing that. And then I was like,
no.
I'm just going to let it go. And that's why
I think it was the eye contact that just made me stay quiet.
And I kept doing it. Then it's like it hit a point where I was like, well, I'm just going to keep doing this. Any hoodles. So were you a big fan of Ghostbusters to begin with?
I liked it so much.
I know that you mashed that
the two movies in my mind. And I wanted to believe that the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man fought the Statue of Liberty. I don't know why I did that. I think because I only ever see reruns, like, in parts, you know. Like, I only ever see the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and I only ever see Sigourney Weaver with her baby in the ugly painting.
Right.
You know, and like, them with the toaster. And then I usually I love that part. Yeah, I know. I love the toaster.
Oh, yeah. And guys, don't get me wrong. Like, I absolutely love the old Ghostbuster movies. Mm-hmm. Oh man, can I tell you a story about the first time in my childhood with Ghostbusters 2?
Go ahead.
So I don't know. I was going to say, I think I saw Ghostbusters 2 before I actually saw the first Ghostbusters, but I don't know if that's true or not. But the,
I definitely know I saw Alien before I saw Ghostbusters 2. Okay. And as a result, I was kind of scared because of Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, right.
And I was like, she's kind of scary. I don't know if I want to watch. Because as a child.
Alien or Aliens?
One of the ones where she's got something going on and, like, there's aliens around her.
So, you know, all of the aliens.
All
movies.
Of them. All of them. I don't know which one it was. I just know that I didn't like them and it scared me. And that's I thought fair. The aliens were going to come get me.
Right.
But anyway, so.
Like you do.
You
didn't get that, like, when an actor is in two different movies, that it's not the same person.
Exactly.
And not, it's a different world.
Exactly. Wow, I didn't realize that at the time.
That separation. And so you thought at any moment in this fun Ghostbusters movie, the aliens might show up.
Yeah, seriously. I also thought that if I had turned off the TV and turned it back on, that my show, Rocky and Bullwinkle, would start over.
I like that Rocky and Bullwinkle was your show.
Rocky and Bullwinkle was my show.
So I had the, I don't know what you call it, what kind of, like, revelation you call this, but I was at the movie theater in the summer that the movie No Holds Barred came out, which is Hulk Hogan's big movie, famously written over a long weekend, locked in a hotel, but by a cocaine-fueled weekend, written by Vince McMahon and Hulk Hogan. And there was we went to see, me and a friend's mom took me and her two sons to go see this movie. This is the kids that lived across the street. Matthew and Travis were their names. And one was a year older than me. One's a year younger than me. And we, like, just always did stuff together. You know, like, we're just, you know,
boys doing boys things.
Boys doing boy things. Shooting water guns, riding bikes.
Being weird about girls.
Being weird about girls. talking about how they ruined our childhoods, even though we were still in the middle of them. We were real excited about this Hulk Hogan movie because we were into wrestling. And the previews for it, before it played, one of the previews that played was Ghostbusters. And we were just like, oh my gosh, another Ghostbusters movie. Hooray. And I don't even know if we had actually fully seen the first Ghostbusters. I think it might've been that kind of thing where we had seen parts of it and we'd kind of filled in the rest in our minds, what happens in the other parts. And then we liked the cartoon. Like, and so that was like enough. There's like, oh, we know all about Ghostbusters. We had like Ghostbusters toys and had seen parts of the movie and had watched that cartoon. So clearly we were the same kind of Ghostbuster experts that these jerks on Reddit are. So
did you have the toys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too. No big deal. Like, I just remembered. Me too.
No.
I had a proton pack with the like.
Oh, no, I didn't mean like those kind of toys. That's dope.
Yeah.
You had some nice toys.
I had the proton pack with, well, what's funny though, it's like the thing, it's like in my mind, it's, or, you know, at the time it seemed so awesome to me, but it's like, I've seen what those look like now and they're like so cheap. It's just like one kind of like little molded piece of plastic. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but it did have like the sort of Nerf thing coming out of the end that's supposed to be like the beam. Had like PKE meter. I mean, these were all like really, I'll post pictures of how goofy these things were. And then
dude,
you can
but that's
see.
Still super, I just meant like the little action figures.
Oh, I had some of those too, but I didn't have any of like the good ones. I had the ones that were like the later figures where it was like, they're in weird outfits. And I had like a ghost that was like a football player who opened up into a big mouth. And
that's cool.
My friend Corey, who you folks may know as the guy that does the music for the show, he had the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man figure, and I wanted that so bad. I cannot tell you how many times I just wanted to like steal it from him as a little kid. I was just like, I wanted that Stay Puft Marshmallow Man figure.
I thought you were going to say chew it.
No. What am I?
Just bite it.
It wasn't really made out of marshmallow.
So I nibble on your Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
I did not like putting my toys in my mouth. I like to take care of them.
Someone else's toys in your mouth?
No. I just like to take care of things and keep them nice and... That's why I still have action figures from when I was a kid that look like I had them since I was a kid. I don't know. Anyway, they still exist, I guess, is the thing. None of this is the point of the story. Point of the story is they showed a preview for Ghostbusters 2, and there's a part in that trailer where Ray says something. I think it's Ray. This line from the trailer does not end up in the actual movie. So that also really messed with me because I think it was the first time I had ever seen something in a trailer. And then when it wasn't in the movie, I thought I was going crazy. Because I was like, no, I know he said this because it had like such a big effect on me. Or it was this thing where, you know, and I'm like a little kid, but it was, he says something about like everyone's going to be in like the ninth level of hell. Something like that. He's like, oh, if this happens, it's going to put the whole city into something like that. I don't know. This was 200 years ago. I can't remember exactly, but, and it's not in the movie. So I haven't seen it like a million times since, but that line just like it, not only did it completely ruin the rest of the movie for me, it like really set me on a weird course for the rest of the summer where I was so worried about dying.
I thought you were going to say something about your minds, like
no.
Your memory or it's, making stuff up, but no,
it's like
I'm going to die.
That one little moment, and I don't know why, but it was like the thing that really presented with me the idea that it's like, oh, you're going to die. And when you die,
you're going to be in the ninth level.
Well, no, it's just like, and when you die, you could go to hell. Like, even though, I've been to church and stuff, and obviously I'd heard about it, but for some reason hearing the Ghostbusters say it,
real.
Yeah, made it seem like way more serious. It's like, well, oh, I'm going to die. I'm going to die someday. Like little kid freaking out. And like, then I was.
That should be a YouTube.
Let's catch a moment. Let's catch the video on tape like the moment when a child realizes they're going to die for the first time.
And that they could possibly burn in hell for eternity.
So that was like a super, like, that is like my relationship with Ghostbusters 2 was, it's like, oh, this is the movie that made me realize. And then I was like, I was terrified. And it's like, I was so scared. I really wanted to see the movie. But then, like, you know, in the trailer was saying like, oh, this is coming out whenever. And so leading up to that, I wanted to see it really bad, but I was also terrified because, like, knowing that it was coming up, I was like scared about having those feelings return. It's like, I got to a point where I could kind of push it out of my mind and not be so hung up on it. It was funny thinking about, even me as a little kid, I was that kind of person where I would get so high anxiety over something.
Yeah.
So, you know, what does that tell you about how people are? I think it says something about people are kind of the kind of people they are their entire lives. Does that make sense?
Yep, it sure does.
It's like, oh.
It's like when you see a little kid and you're like, yep, you're going to be gay. And then he grows up and then he's gay. And you're just like, I knew it.
Yeah, even though he didn't
I love you.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes people know before the person knows,
yeah,
you know, or is willing to.
Why are you pointing at me when you say that?
I was like, I was doing a rolling a hand.
You weren't actually pointing at me. They just can't see what you were doing.
I was like, you're married to a lady.
But yeah, so that was like, I was so scared leading up to that movie going, because I really wanted to see it, but I was like, oh, what if that makes me feel like that again? I'm scared. I don't know what to do with these feelings. I just want to cry all the time because I don't want to die. Oh, and the other thing that would kick it off after that happened was like anytime I would see, like, I Love Lucy used to come on in the afternoons on like one of the stations here. And every time I would see the commercials for that, I would go, oh, she's dead. Everybody dies. And then it was like, oh, the Three Stooges are coming on. And they're like, oh, they're all dead. Everyone dies.
Wow, Chris, that's some real heavy stuff for a child.
Yeah, but I didn't know how to talk about it to anyone. it's not surprising.
How old were you when you saw your first dead body?
I don't know.
Did you see one at a young age to make you start like really thinking about dead people and dying and stuff?
Well, it was certainly after Ghostbusters, after that Ghostbusters trailer.
So just because somebody in a movie said something like, well, it was one of the Ghostbusters, started making you think about just like,
I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why. It was just like, that was the thing that like really suddenly made the idea of mortality real to me. Hey, but anyway, this new Ghostbusters movie is a lot of fun. And no, but yeah, that was like, yeah, that just really set it off for me. Oh. And someday I hope to conquer that feeling that Ghostbusters 2. Oh, but that was the funny thing. Was then I was so worried about going to see the movie, and then we finally saw it. And when that line wasn't in the movie, and I was like, I was sitting there waiting for him to say it the entire movie, just like terrified, worried. And then he never said it, and I thought I had imagined it. It like in the original thing, it wasn't until years later, and you know, things like YouTube come around and you can see old trailers and go, oh, they just cut that line out. That's fine. Now I understand how things work. Anyway, well, Jess, I guess that's all for today. I'll let you get back to your Pokemon drawing, your ice cream Pokemon drawing.
I'm working on it. You see what I'm talking about? You got to get the bad stuff out and just keep going.
Right.
No erasing. Just keep going.
I mean, those two ice cream cones look basically identical, so.
I'm working it out.
Okay.
I changed the cone. I started to do a more like
waffly. Yeah, I get you.
Kind of cone.
Yeah, then you want a little bit more representational.
Yeah. And then I'm going to start drawing a cow and then actually draw the full interior of Ben & Jerry's. And that's
the full interior of Ben & Jerry's. All right. Previously, Jess had drawn the Paradiso movie theater, which is where we went to see it. And now I guess there's a Ben & Jerry's near it. So that's why her brain went from Pokemon to Paradiso to Ben & Jerry's now. Got to draw the ice cream. All right. Well, so... what, now that I have taken entirely too long to tell that story about my childhood, what were some of your thoughts on the movie?
It was fun. I like how they introduced all of the themes. Like their outfits, you know.
Yeah.
Like their car.
There was an explanation for everything.
Everything. The way that they got their logo, you know. And I loved, loved, loved that they had a male secretary.
Right. Who was so dumb.
So cute. So cute. And like, I mean, cute in his dumbness, not like handsome. But he is handsome.
He's super handsome.
I wasn't trying to objectify him, but, you know.
I will objectify him. He is super Thor is super duper handsome.
Yeah. I used to have a coworker who looked like Thor, like the guy who plays Thor.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. And it was hard for me to talk to him without thinking, where's his hammer? You know, like he should, I almost bought him one, but then he didn't think it was funny.
Why would he not think that was funny?
Because he didn't think that he looked like him.
Why would you? I mean,
why would I bring that up?
Because no, I'm saying like, why would he? Like, if someone was saying I looked like some, like, universally
attractive, yeah,
like someone who, like, across the board, people are like, goodness, that guy's handsome.
Yeah,
I would be like, ugh, I don't look like him.
I don't know.
I think I look more like, I don't know, some ugly dude.
Maybe he just really wanted to be an individual.
No, he dumb.
I also loved just all the jokes that they made to each other and then to themselves, you know. And yeah, there wasn't a whole lot that I didn't like about it. There were a couple things that bothered me.
Ooh, let's get into that. What didn't you like? What bothered you?
I didn't like how bright the ghosts were. Like, they were, like, everything was just so brightly colored.
I liked, you know? I liked that the ghosts were really visually striking, really stand out. And especially, like, when, well, and it's like, you know, in the, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I just feel like.
I liked the look of the ghosts.
I just feel like with death, it's not particularly like a positive, like glowy, like fun colored type thing. So the ghosts, I feel like they should have been a little bit more gloomy.
Okay.
I was legitimately scared.
I was legitimately.
I've been drinking. No, I'm just kidding. It's late.
What are you talking about? It's only almost 4 a.m.
I keep checking this damn stud bracelet like it's a watch. This is where I used to wear my watch.
I've noticed you do that several times. I wasn't going to say anything, though.
I used to wear my watch on this side, and then my band broke. And
then you replaced it with?
My friend gave me this. This bracelet is older than me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. She got it at that bar, like, music venue place in New York. It's like
CBGB's?
Yeah, that's it. She got it from there.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah. Anyway, I was
so
scared.
You weren't crazy about the ghosts?
Yeah, exactly. Like, the hype that they built up, and then when they revealed the ghosts, I was like, what? You know? Because it felt kind of scary a little bit.
I liked that there was some genuinely creepy stuff.
Oh, my
that,
God.
Like
the
well, we've told people spoilers, so we can talk about
this. The room of nightmares.
That mannequin was legit creepy.
It made me think about Silent Hill. Have you seen it?
Hmm.
Okay.
Oh, this is crazy, though. This is like 3 episodes in a row where that movie has come up completely unrelated to each other.
Yeah.
Well, sort of. This time it's totally completely unrelated. Anyway.
Okay. Well, in Silent Hill, there's like a hallway of just like very still nurses that occasionally twitch. And like, it's just.
That's already putting me ill at ease.
Dude. And they don't have faces.
Right. Oh, no. I mean, I am somewhat familiar with the games.
The game has that? I didn't play it. I couldn't do it.
I don't know, but I feel maybe I'm getting the game, and I've seen stuff from the movie.
Right.
It's like maybe I'm, but I feel like that those
the
nurses
games are
were from,
very, very close.
I feel like the, anyway, I feel, I in my mind, those are in both things.
Right.
But maybe, anyway.
It has to be in there for it to be in the movie.
You'd think.
Right?
You'd
yeah.
think.
Yeah.
I liked the ghosts, and I liked how it was funny to me, like, you know, the ghosts you saw in the first Ghostbusters looked just sort of like more like kind of see-through people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I liked in this one how it cracked me up at the beginning of the movie. Well, not the very beginning, but the first time the Ghostbusters, before they're the Ghostbusters, they encounter that ghost.
In the subway?
No. The one.
The lady.
The lady in the old house. And how Melissa McCarthy is like, this ghost is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was like,
she looks like a derp ghost.
Why would you say she looks insidious to begin with? I was like, I would be straight up terrified.
I was scared at that point. Like, I didn't know what was about to happen.
Oh my God. And then that second ghost that they see in the subway, also completely terrifying.
Yeah. I really think that I'm changing my mind. Maybe because of the colors, I'm not scared still. Mm-hmm. Like maybe after this movie, had they been like really dark, like greens and blacks and reds and browns, mm-hmm. that maybe I would still be scared.
I think it's more that the movie does a good job of sort of, as the threat level gets scarier, the movie does a good job of desensitizing you to making you feel like, oh, with the jokes and like the characters get less afraid of what's happening. Right. So you feel safe to be less afraid of what's happening.
Yeah. And the ghosts change. Like they're not like so easily relatable.
There's a great variety of ghosts.
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, and that was the other thing that was kind of bothering me at first while we were watching the movie is I felt like, what? You can't have these crazy sized like ghosts and like parade balloon ghosts. That doesn't make any sense.
Man,
to me.
I loved all that.
But then I was like, well, I mean, I guess when you really think about it, ghosts are just like entities of like energy, right? So they can do whatever they want,
right?
Right. So they can take whatever form they want. And then I was like, wow, I kind of actually appreciate this. And then I really appreciated the circus master ghost. It was like. It was like
Uncle Sam looking ringleader on
stilts.
Dude,
I loved him so much because he was like, if you're going to look at it like a video game, he was the boss level.
Yeah.
You know, and they totally like berserked themselves and like leveled up at least 6 times on that level, you know? so good.
I mean, and I definitely think that there were things in the movie that I was like, as I was watching, it's not like I think this movie was perfect or anything. So, I mean, don't misunderstand me and don't go into this.
Like they never made her hair look good. What's her name? Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig's hair never looked good. That bothered you?
I mean, her bangs, it looked like she was wearing a wig the whole entire movie. It was like, at least make it look brushed. Brush her hair, you know?
It's so funny. It's like, especially if you could hear like what I was about to say. Before then you were like, oh, and her hair. I was like, oh, I was talking about sort of like thematic element. Oh, but yeah, her hair. There was definitely stuff within the movie. Please don't go into this thinking that I thought this movie was like perfect or that it was like the best movie ever. It was super fun. If I like, mm-hmm. if I want to think about it really hard, you know, if I want to apply that kind of, some of that kind of logic and some of that kind of critical thinking to it. There's like plenty of stuff you can like pick apart and complain about in it, but I don't know. That's not what I go to the movies for. And it's like, I just went and that movie made me have a good time. And it's not like I'm saying I went and just completely shut my brain off, because that was definitely not the case. But I think with any movie, you can find stuff to nitpick and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So, and there were things in this movie that I was like, okay, that's like, it's a little like just, but overall I was just like, it was so fun and I had such a good time. I was like, I don't really care about worrying about these things that I could nitpick. There were definitely some parts where I was like, oh, this feels a little forced or this feels a little shaky. Like the time frames here. Something I said to April when we first got here was, I feel like there was definitely a longer cut of that movie that I think there's a longer cut of that movie out there somewhere, you know, in one of their
director's cut.
Yeah. That's that extended sort of makes edition. Some of the stuff
makes sense.
Well, not make sense, but just some of the stuff kind of maybe flow a little better.
Right. Like how she has all that time to make those weapons when literally yeah, that they're kind busy of stuff. The whole entire time.
Yeah, there's so many things where you could see, you just go like, when did she do that? When did they have time to figure that out? How did they get from here to here? And that's the kind of stuff that you're like, man, it's just a movie. Just don't worry about it. Because it's not crucial. It doesn't matter. That, you know, some of those, in some movies that stuff matters because it's like really important to, you know, the plot. But in other movies you go like, it's just, it's kind of the thing of like, you don't hold a serious drama and a comedy to the same kind of critical standards.
Right.
And it's like, does that specific thing really matter? Does what's in the briefcase, does what's in Marcellus Wallace's briefcase really matter ultimately to the plot of the story? No, it's just the thing that they're trying to find. That's funny because I bring that up in another episode we recorded earlier. I could have used a different example, but I used that one as a little Easter egg. But it won't be an Easter egg because you'll hear this one first and then you'll go like, oh, now I already know he's going to mention that. I guess it is like after 4 in the morning. So yeah, it's okay if I don't make all the perfect sense.
Yeah.
So my point is, it's not like the movie was perfect. It's not like it didn't have things you could nitpick on it, but it ultimately did not feel like the kind of movie that you need to nitpick on. It was just like, man, that was really fun. And as much as I liked it, and also, oh man, it was great. It's like we were in such, which is, this is always kind of the case when there's like a sneak preview free movie. That's when I feel like you see the most diverse cross-section of audience members.
For sure.
It's like a free movie will just bring people out.
Yeah. I was wondering like how the two dudes that were walking out in front of us was like, how did they hear about this?
Those two old dudes?
Yeah. I just like, I'm so curious.
Well, one of those guys is like the movie reviewer for the commercial appeal here.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't see his face at all. And even if I did, I still probably wouldn't know who he is. But I was just like, man, I heard about this through a friend who usually gets free tickets for things anyway, because he has a talk show sometimes.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he's the one who does the trivias around town. But he usually tells me about things like this.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was just like, how does that lady know? How does this kid know? You know,
yeah. How do these old people that don't have internet know?
Yeah, because if somebody hadn't told me, then I would have had no idea.
Yeah, I don't know how people find out, but it's funny because, you know, whenever there's these sneak preview things, there's always like the most varied, you know, audience. You get the most diverse audiences at a free movie, mm-hmm. And this audience, it was like super packed in there, and the vibe that I got was clearly that everyone really was enjoying the movie. It's just like,
yeah,
the whole there was a bunch of parts in the movie where I couldn't hear what the line after the joke was because everybody was laughing so loud.
Yeah.
And you know, like people clapping when it was over and stuff, and it was like it felt really good. And more so though than the fact that I liked it was just, it was awesome that sitting, because it was so packed, you know, like we were having to not sit next to strangers. We were having to sit next to strangers. There was like a little black girl sitting next to me who was like super duper into it.
She was.
She was cute. So into it. And it was like adorable. And yeah. I was just like, oh my God, I hope that this movie does well just for like little girls like her.
For the cheerins.
Yes. And you know, it's like, and I know that like, her opinion is the fact that she liked it is worth like 1,000, you know, 30 something nerdy white guys like me liking it. You know, if not 1,000,000, like it's just like, man, yes. Yeah. Like make a movie that makes little kids care about the Ghostbusters. Like you people who are complaining about it did when you were a little kid, you know, it's like everything ain't gotta be for you. The whole world is not beholden. I don't know, man. It's just like, quit being such sour sacks. Quit complaining about stuff. Quit being negative online. Just let people have some fun with some stuff and make, it's like, it'd be one thing if this movie sucked, but it's like, man, It was just so good and so much fun. And
yeah, I mean, the lady behind us was even like, wow, that was actually really good.
She, oh, no, she goes, oh, that didn't, that actually didn't suck.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Yeah. Why would you think that it was? Oh, because of idiots that haven't seen the movie.
I mean, it was good up until the very last, like, little line of credits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's, yeah. The whole credits are, the entirety of the credits are entertaining.
And I loved the little end, at the end, end.
You the know? The after the credits where they get invited to join the Avengers.
What's Samuel Jackson's?
Nick Fury.
He walks in and he's like talking to her.
You were doing your hand like you were operating a puppet. Nick Fury puppet comes in.
Like he comes in, he's like, I don't know.
I wish you guys could see how sleepy Jess looks right now.
It's just something in my eye.
Oh, okay. I mean, you do have your head down on the table. You're like, he's doing the. It's like you're getting further and further away from the microphone.
I pull a blanket out of nowhere and just like.
No, it's good. I just got something in my eye. But was there anything else you didn't care for?
Did not.
Besides care her bangs for. And that the ghosts were too colorful. Such wonderful nitpicks, you dork. You pedantic. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I guess towards the end part, with the whole portal thing and when they went.
Portals, eh?
When they went into the underworld realm. And, you know, just like how they managed to get back. Like, that was interesting to me.
Interesting and like
interesting in the point like
stretched
like,
your
it did
believability a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, it did. And I was like, so the part that I just wasn't I don't know, it just got a little extreme with the with how they were leaving that little vortex of whatever was happening.
Yeah, no, you know how they got back out of that was kind of
It was just like you didn't see them anchor to anything.
Well, and the fact that the two of them then were able, the other two were like just pulling them out of there like that.
Pulling them back,
When it was
and that like what the, just like the force and like the whole whiplash of like the forward motion suddenly turning into backwards motion. She didn't drop her at all. Like Kristen Wiig, like no offense to Melissa McCarthy, but that's a big girl.
Well, and also, Kristen Wiig's a real tiny lady.
Yeah, exactly. So they just didn't.
I wanted to just see like something like let them, one of them like get a hold of their like their backpack straps, just something like really holding on.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like they, I was nervous in that whole scene. I was like, because I know she's going to like catch up to her or something. Right. But I was like, oh man.
And like he was falling, it seemed like he should have fallen on all of them, not just her. You know, not just Melissa McCarthy. Like,
well, he just grabbed her. It wasn't like he fell.
Yeah, but it looked like he should have fallen on all of them because he's such a big dude falling towards the hole and they were literally right next to it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it just seemed like they kind of just like rushed the end to make everything better. That's, like,
no, not just because of that, but there was like kind of, I like how now we're starting to get like negative towards the end of this episode, but like, after we had all that goodwill and positivity at the start. Yeah, I felt like there was some stuff with the ending that was one of my complaints would be kind of, there was some stuff at the ending that felt like kind of rushed. And there was also, well, like we discussed while we were in the movie, during the credits, we were like, there's clearly a whole big scene got cut out of the ending.
A perfectly planned scene.
But of course, you know, I mean, it's ultimately not important to the plot.
Yeah,
so it's fine that they cut it out, but you go like, man, you guys clearly spent a lot of time and effort on this, which is why it's good that then they put it in during the credits.
Yeah, exactly. It was good for that because it made you stay, because otherwise you wouldn't have even thought, I don't know.
I immediately, as soon as he made them pose like that in like an awkward position, I was like, oh, he's about to make them like all do the Thriller dance or something, like just to be like, oh, this will be funny.
And I thought he was going to make them attack or something, you know, like actually
I didn't think they were going to do that just because like,
I don't know. I thought it looked like a Hitler pose almost, not really like a disco pose.
Oh, well, I think that says more about you than it does about the pose.
Or just like what a white guy in charge would do with all those people.
Is make them do Hitler poses?
Make them do.
He was doing Hitler-esque so much silly stuff, though. I mean, like, all he was kind of like, he was clear. Anyway, not the point.
Silly that he was like busting out all these malevolent ghosts.
Well, no, I mean, but he was doing. I mean, he was clearly so like, no, when he was going, he was like flying around. He's like, does this look too Peter Pan? I don't know. And he's like going, oh, I should have lifted weights more. And like, he was.
That
he
was inside, though. Like, after he.
Before that, though, he was also doing stuff. And he was like, what do you mean? He's like, Clark Kent. He's like, oh, right, because of the glasses and the handsomeness. Like,
oh, yeah.
He was making jokes kind of the whole time. I knew that he just wasn't going to. I didn't think he was going to make the people fight, because it's like there's not a good way for the Ghostbusters to fight off people and not hurt people.
Right.
I was like, oh, they're just going to be standing there and then the ghosts are going to come. Like, this is how you're going to keep all of those mm-hmm. military people out of everything, mm-hmm. Which is great. I mean, it's like, oh, okay, that's a good way to keep them out of things. But you still go like, why didn't if the government was watching this, why, you know, people would complain about if they hadn't had some reason for it. It's like, oh, you had all, where was the army during this? Where was the government? If the government was watching for this stuff, I would have liked a little more information on what exactly the government was planning on doing, that they've been watching it. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of stuff we could sit here and kind of question and ask about, but ultimately it was just a lot of fun. And
it was fun.
It was super fun. I can't wait to go see it again.
Yeah. I laughed really hard in that movie.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing some of the things that I missed the first time because I couldn't hear for the laughter in the audience. I think there were a couple times where I felt like you and I were in the of only a couple people laughing at some of the stuff.
Oh, though. I definitely laughed a lot at some things, like by myself. Like, you know, but. That's just us. That just means we got great sense of humor.
Or if at the very least, it means that at least we are not alone in our sense of humor. Mm. Like if it had just been one of us like, ha 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 at some part. And like, oh my God, everybody's looking. There was a part. Oh man, what was it? There was a part in some movie. I think that it was one of these that like we went to like kind of like a group of people. And I know I was like something made me really laugh. And I was the only person in the theater laughing. And then I was, that made me laugh even more that like no one else was laughing. So then it turned into a thing where I was like, you know, like when you're not supposed to laugh mm-hmm. at school or like mm-hmm. in church or something where you're trying, you gotta be quiet.
Or at the beginning of a podcast when someone is introducing the show and literally that's it. And yeah. It's just like, don't laugh.
And you already know,
I'm about to laugh.
You already know exactly what he's gonna say. But yeah, it turned into one of those things where I was just like, oh my God, stop laughing. It's why is this getting funnier? Anyway. All right, guys. So go see Ghostbusters, I guess. That'd be my take on it.
Yeah, it's good. Take your friends and your family and your children and your dogs. Don't take your dogs.
Don't take your dogs. Scenes of intense slime might be too much for the dogs. I could definitely stand, unlike that 3-hour version of Batman versus Superman, which I'm not really all that interested in watching. I would be interested in watching a longer version of this movie.
Yeah, me too.
I could totally take a longer version of this movie because it was like
to work out some of those problems. I would really like to spend more time with the girl who
Kate McKinnon.
Yeah,
I knew that's what you were gonna say,
dude. She was so freaking cute.
She was super cute, but I think
so funny.
That's like the first thing. That was one of the first things April asked me when I got here. She was like, "Was Kate McKinnon real cute in it?" And I was so like, cute. Well, I was like, well, yeah, actually she was like, I was like, I think she was kind of like actually the weakest one. And I was like expecting her to kind of be like the standout character. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think she was actually kind of the weakest because they were all so good. I think Leslie Jones was the star of the movie.
Dude,
like, she was like the breakout star.
Girl.
But it was like April goes, I said all that. I was like, I mean, it's not like Kate McKinnon was bad. She was great, but everyone was so good that it was like she kind of felt like the weakest and or like she kind of didn't get enough. She got the least time to sort of like have her character fleshed out. And April's like, yeah, but was she real cute in it? And I was like, oh, yes, I get what you're asking now. Like, yes, she's...
I mean, I think she did a perfect job at being the weird professor.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, but the thing, that was kind of... Oh, and like her part at the end where she gives that little toast and you get to see a little bit of her...
Realness.
Her realness. Yeah. I was like, it honestly... And then that part at the end when they come outside, well, it's after the credits, mm-hmm. when they come out and you see that the city is thanking them. And I was like, that... legit, I was like, am I gonna start, like, I felt like my eyes were getting a little misty, and I was like, oh, man, I was not expecting this, but it seemed so genuine, and I was like, man, they've had such a hard time, and like,
yeah,
I was like, man, I was not expecting that from this movie, but the heart of this movie is there. It's just, yeah, she is like the least fleshed out. She just seems like kind of weird.
Yeah.
The whole time. She's, and it's like
the bone, like the third wheel almost.
Yeah, or the fourth wheel, because it's like you get what Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy's characters are, and mm-hmm. sort of like, oh, their relationship, and you really get to hear about their childhoods and like some of that stuff. And then with Leslie Jones,
you're there for the whole thing.
You're there for her whole kind of arc of like, mm-hmm. she goes from someone who knows nothing about this to like, oh, now she's, how she gets in on this. And she's also sort of like the audience, normal person stand in where you're just going like, yeah, yep, I would not go in that room. Nope. She is smart.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to listen to her. And then, Kate McKinnon is just kind of like weird.
Mm-hmm.
And not like that's bad, but it just, you go, I feel like there's more to her than just mm-hmm. weird. So you feel like, since you're learning so much about these other people, I mean, you...
How does she have all this time to make all these things? But not just, like, the weapons and, like, you know, the...
It just seemed like there was a lot more... It seemed like there was a lot more going on with her character that is never touched on. Like, some of the way she reacts to things
mm-hmm.
is just, like... Like I said, I mean, I guess it's that thing of like, I feel like there's a longer version of this movie that I would enjoy seeing.
Yeah. Some deleted scenes.
That explain
where
her.
They at?
I feel like, I mean, you get sort of more information about Kevin and Rowan than you do about her. And she's one of the Ghostbusters, which mm-hmm. I mean, I guess you don't really know all that much about Egon and stuff in the, you know, you don't know just a ton about the Ghostbusters in the first one. So I guess it's just that thing of that it feels like we know so much about the other three that then that we don't know a ton about her makes it seem sort of more noticeable that we don't know more about her. Annie Hoodles. I don't know. Maybe we'll have more thoughts on it after we see it again. Maybe we'll have more collected thoughts on it, but thought it was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. I think everybody should go see it if you're into movies with ghosts and jokes. Don't go see it.
And hot chicks.
Mm-hmm.
They're all beautiful.
They're all, yeah, they're like, really, I was like, I honestly, and like, I don't think I felt this way before the movie, but like throughout the course of it, I was just like, I feel like I have little crushes on all of these ladies
now.
Yeah,
all of them.
And as you know, certainly thought they were all great in other things before, but man, I was mm-hmm. just like, I don't know. I was just like, feel those little tingles of crush feelings for all of them. Just like, they're all so cool. I like them all so much. Oh man, I'll tell you what I also loved was the fact that there was never any actual romance BS in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's like joke romance kind of stuff, but there's like no, it's just like, you know, it would have been real easy to have someone throw in like a love interest. And they didn't do that, which I appreciated.
Because
mm-hmm. it's like, where would you put that? Like, this movie already has a lot going on.
Yeah. Okay. Favorite, like, if you had to pick one thing that was your favorite thing about it, what was your favorite?
Have you already got an answer?
Oh, I totally do.
Okay. What's yours? Let me think about it.
Mine is at the end when... Sigourney comes out
mm-hmm.
and she goes, the like signal lights are for boys. She was like, oh yeah, this place could totally blow.
Oh man. Yeah. Like I think that like, I mean, Bill Murray was was fun in it. Mm-hmm. But I liked everyone else's cameos more than his.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone else's cameo was better than his, which is great. And they were all like such fun little bits where you're like, oh, that's neat. That's fun. Man, I don't know.
I wish that they had the guy though that was, was he the Keymaster?
Oh, Rick Moranis?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just doesn't do acting anymore.
Maybe they could have, like, I don't know, CGI'd him as a ghost, you know?
Well, maybe he wasn't, and we just didn't see it. Maybe he was one of the ghosts or something. I don't know. Maybe. I don't think he was involved, because I think he quit acting.
Altogether?
Well, I mean, not like he wasn't still in demand, but he quit. This is going to be kind of a bummer. But he quit acting because, like, his wife died. Oh. And he quit acting to just take care of his kid, just to raise his kids. And
I'm going to quit my job to be there for my children.
Well, it's sad that his wife died, like, real unexpectedly. But, you know, he, I think he quit acting to do that, just to be there for his kids and everything. But, like, what he started doing sort of, like, in his free time was, like, recording music. And supposedly he's got, like, I want to say that it's, like, oh, man, I want to say that I heard something like it's country music or something like that, or like sort of like folk music, something like that. Now I'm going to have to like look it up and I'll put a link if I can find it, if it's on YouTube or whatever. But supposedly, I feel like what I heard was that, and it's really good if you like whatever kind of whatever particular kind of music it is. Anyway, guys, so thank you for listening. I hope you've had a good time listening to us have a hard time keeping on topic about Ghostbusters. Go see it. It was fun. If you've got any questions or comments or any of that kind of stuff, send it to Keep It Close to Me. Keep It Together Podcast. No, it's send it to Keep It Close to Me Podcast at gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for the letters and the, not, I guess emails don't, aren't technically letters, or are they technically letters? Yeah, doesn't matter.
E-letters,
whatever. It's electronic mail letters. Keep sending the stuff in. I know I keep saying this, but I mean it. I'm going to get to everybody's questions and letters and stuff like that. Got some cool stuff that I've read and enjoyed, but have not got to talk about here on the show yet. Please continue to send that stuff in. Subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. Thank you so much to the people that have already done that. What else? Follow the show on Twitter at KICTM Podcast. Follow me on Twitter at VChrisHaley. Follow Jess on Twitter at Jess_Ajok. All of these links are right in the show notes for your handy dandy
notebook.
Clicking notebook, yeah. It's all in the show notes for you to just, so it's really easy for you to find these links and videos and all the other ridiculous things we talk about posting. So if you haven't gone to keepitclosetome.com, please do that to justify the fact that I bought that domain name. And that's where you can find all of these fun clickable things to follow and all that kind of stuff. So thank you guys so much. Be safe out there. The world is kind of crazy. Watch where you're going. Be aware of your surroundings when you're playing.
Save often.
Yeah, be aware of your surroundings when you're out there finding those Pokemon. Don't be afraid of no ghosts. And I'll leave you with this.
Show.
your Pokemon one.
Well, we're not experienced enough yet.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, like, we can still do the Pokemon one, like, another night.
Yeah.
Or day.
Yeah. I mean, we got to do cartoon ones. Like, pretty much what you're telling me is that just keep it together. Keep it close to me.
Listen to your podcast. Keep it together.
Keep it together. Oh, man.